Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I'd like to do a commentary on day 48. The Bible verses are from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, and it reads, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness." That's Romans chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. One of the things I was thinking about yesterday in the book when we were in the Old Testament, and actually today too, but more so yesterday, what was happening yesterday was that God in His Word was reiterating this fact that He is faithful. He is going to do what He says He's going to do, and He can hold that out to us. He gives us the blessing. He holds it out to us. But are we going to take the blessing of the day? Or are we going to do life our way, which will run us into doing life as the world does it, which will run into doing life as the devil wants us? And remember, the devil wants to kill us, to steal from us, and to eventually destroy us, which we don't want to be helping out someone who is going to do all of those horrible things to us. And so God has given us, you know, a way to circumvent those things happening, and that is to be in His Word and knowing His Word. And so we, in Bible for Food, there are lots of resources, but they're going to be like those of you, you know, you can behave like the Israelites and not take advantage, you know, of the resources. And in a way, I feel like I am preaching to the choir, because there are people who know the importance of being on a meeting. They know that that's very important to them. It's not something they have to do. You know, that they are so busy with their life that they don't want, you know, they don't have to be on a meeting. No, that's an attitude that will get us back into the pit, because this is what God is about. He's a loving and giving God. And we are also to be in that process of giving. Giving. And I mean giving to bring people to know Jesus. You know, like I've said before, I have been redeemed from this food one day at a time. But that's not the landing place of my life. The landing place is to make sure that in a day's time, I am pointing people to Jesus. He is the author and the perfecter of my faith. That means the way. How am I? You know, what do I know about myself now? What I want to know is that I am a new creation in Christ. And am I behaving in that way? Am I even thinking in that way? You know, is my thinking filled with love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control? Or am I, you know, focusing on worldly affairs, worldly stuff, you know, the political movement of what is going on? And if I am doing that, I am dancing on the devil's stands for? Am I focusing on, do people like me? You know, am I liked by people? Am I focusing on, am I still that person I used to be? No. Do I believe what Lord has said about me? Do I believe what he has written in his word about me? Do I believe that today? Today. Do I believe that today? And if I believe that today, then I know that the most beautiful thing that I can do for someone is to let them know about Jesus first in the way that I behave. And I'm talking about the inner behavior too. I can't be, walking through life, like a little butterfly on the outside and on the inside, as Jesus says, full of dead man's bones, because I am, resentful and bitter and hateful and like I said, those three C's, competing, comparing, and criticizing, that's going on in my mind. No, that cannot be. And so I do have to stay very close, because that was my life before. My life before was the three C's. I compared myself all the time. Well, she got, and whatever, and I don't, and they said, and this and whatever, and it doesn't take long to get into that type of mindset, then I'm coveting things that are not mine. God is not partial, and he has definitely given me my portion and my cup, and I know that in terms of the food, but I have to know that also in terms of the gifting that he has given to me, and using that giftedness daily to help bring others to know Jesus. Not what I did yesterday, but what did I do? What am I doing today that brings another to know Jesus? How do I do that? And I do it, we all do it. We pray, we show up, going back to church. We go to church and, again, not for the reason of showing up and suiting up in that respect, but in terms of encouragement, encouraging people. We need each other. Can you imagine if everybody decided, nah, I don't need, I got God, I'm good enough. Then yeah, we would be all in our little single little cadres and things like that. No, we definitely need community as well. And God will show us how to not get a clubby type of an attitude of community, but to understand that we come together to be encouraged, but we go out so that others can know about the Lord Jesus or be reminded about who he is and who we are in him. One of the things that really hit me as I was listening again to this reading. It says, I pray that all who know me will know that Jesus is Lord of my life. I want that, not just merely saying those words out of my mouth, but living those words in my mind. No one can get into my thinking, but how am I thinking? What am I thinking? If I'm thinking bitter, unforgiveness, like I said, competitive, criticizing, all of these things, that's not who I am anymore. And those types of thoughts must be annihilated right away. I can't think that, okay, I'm gonna stop thinking about this in a minute, but in the meantime, give me a minute. Let me sit and think about this for a minute. Let me think about what she's saying or what they're doing or how they're not treating me so-and-so and whatever. Those minutes, turn into hours, turn into days, and eventually they can take us back into what the victory that we once had. And for a lot of us, we have the victory of food, But we cannot rest on our laurels. We cannot, you know, think that we're not going to go back there. But we keep in step with the Spirit, and keeping in step with the Spirit, like I've said before, it will show itself in fruitfulness. You know, the fruitfulness, the fruit of the Spirit. Love. Remember, the first one they speak about in the fruit of the Spirit is love. So if I'm not thinking lovingly of anybody, if I think that I can put somebody in a little basket, put everybody else, okay, God, I know you called me to love people, but this person over here, they irk me. They get on my nerves, okay? I'm going to put them over there, and whenever they come to my mind, I'm just going to think about how in the world they get on, like people used to say, they get on my last nerve. You know, and we think we can sit and we can think about that, and every once in a while we can even talk about it. But God says, no. Are you my ambassador or are you not? Do you believe what you read in the Word or do you not? You know, and the same thing, you know, about where I spend my time. You know, am I acting like the world? Is entertainment becoming more important to me than life itself? When I was a teenager, I talked about how I used to run home from school. Once we got the TV established in my house, I became quickly addicted to those programs that came on every day. I would be running to see, and I had no iota how I was being changed because of that. I can only look back now and see. I was drinking in every day, getting my installment on worldliness by being in front of the TV like I was. And the same thing can happen to us now. The same thing can happen. You know, if I decided, you know, I'm going to sit, you know, every day at from 8 to 10 or whatever, every day from 7 to 10:30, I'm going to go and watch Netflix or whatever else, or that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to take my time. You know, I'm drinking in what I need to, you know, I'm drinking in what, not what I need, but what the demon wants me to do. And I can hear somebody thinking, but I got to relax. Well, God shows me definitely many ways that relax, that at the same time, they're not going to cause me to go backwards. I don't want to have backsliding in my life. When God has given me a victory, I want to continue in it. And we have a wonderful book that we're in right now, you know, with the book of Joshua. Joshua, very quiet, but very, in terms of getting the work done, he gets the work done. And he got it done even as a young man in the age of 40. He was just working for God. He believed what God had said. And he was that type of worker to do that. And there are many, you know, in the Bible that can give me that example of what I should be doing on a daily basis in terms of that. And so, no, I don't try to serve two masters. And at times, it is important for me to remember, especially like when I'm feeling like my recovery is too much trouble. You know, I don't want to read no Bible. You know, I don't want to make any phone calls, and I don't want to do such. And thank God, I'm not today. I embrace being able to be on this meeting and the other meetings that I have. I'm not a saint. This is not Saint Pat telling you something like this, but I am one that I do remember the pain. But even though it's been 38 years, I don't want to go back into the pain of the food. But I also remember the pain of not having a sense of my purpose and my place in God's kingdom. I have a purpose and place in God's kingdom. day by day. And he definitely has told me that commission is to make disciples out of all nations. And that's the call I take. And that gives me great joy, gives me so much joy. And no, I don't want to offer my mind or, you know, what I put on my plate today. I do what God has called me to do. He's called me to be abstinent. It's not a hardship for me to weigh and measure. And neither is it a place that I'm a pride. You know, I have this gold star on my show, you know, on my chest. Ooh, look, she is abstinent and she weighs and measures. Ooh, no, that's not what God is saying at all. You know, he's telling me, Pat, you know, I pulled you out of a slippery pit, pulled you out of mud and mire. I put your feet on a rock. And remember that. Behave in that way. Think in that way. Treat others in that way. Treat them in that way. That, and that's why, you know, one of the ones that, words that you hear me say a lot is that whole thing of amnesia. You know, when people go back into the food, to me, it all comes back to they have forgotten who they are in the Lord. And it can be a whole day, it can be a whole week, it can be a whole month. They have forgotten who they are, and they are behaving in who they are not. That is that amnesia, you know, that can happen. At the moment that they are going back into the food, they are forgetting who they are in Christ. And the same thing about the unforgiveness. If they are bitter and angry and unforgiving, at that moment they're forgetting who they are in Christ. You know, this is what we're called to do. We're called to live as Christ ambassadors. We are called to not serve two masters, not be in the food, but at the same time, our manner, the way we think, the way we behave, be like Jesus. And that's the last thing I say. I'll say, you know, when I get to the point that is too much, you know, oh, I got too much to do, that's an ego problem right there. The Lord says it's time to take a rest. And taking a rest doesn't mean that I need to go and sit 3 hours in front of the TV, you know, or go and spend, you know, some dollars shopping, you know, whatever. No, that's not, you know, what it is. It is, and neither is it, you know, for me to keep going into the Bible. You know, like, I need to live the Bible. I don't need to, you know, run home. If I need to run back to the Lord in prayer. Yeah, that is the thing, you know, but all day long, I am not in the Bible like that. You know, I might listen, you know, but I do it well in the morning. And, of course, you know, since I teach the Zoom meetings and things like that, sure, I go over things, but the main thing is, how am I living today? And how am I walking out what I have implanted in my life? And I want to have, that's why I want to have the word implanted inside of me. And one of the things that, one of the verses that is helpful and comes to my mind right now is what Jesus says in that Matthew 11:28-30, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I have to say things over and over to myself, and the things that I say, I want them to be the words. But let me pray. Father, thank you so very much. We don't have to live a life sick and tired. We don't. We can live a life that is peaceful, that is abstinent, that forgives the shortcomings of other people, that is loving, that is joyful, and, you know, that is peaceful, kind, gentle. We can be those people because Christ lives in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.